Mobile.
4HK Mobile.
4CEF Mobile.
Ones, good morning, how y'all?
You didn't answer me. 84 Alex.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hope everybody else is.
Morning. Patrick, I didn't see any traffic tie-ups at 26. I guess they got everything they needed to get done, and it was all open when I came through there.
I typically don't go that way. Come around Highland Lake Road, so I bypass 26.
Hasn't got on it any, or just for a little while or not?
Bypass it if I go Ridge Road and Sugarloaf Mountain Road, but I think that's a little bit longer to go at 64, so 64 to 26. Usually all the traffic tabs to 26 are 64 towards Asheville, not the other way. I go the other way.
Where everything's at, but every now and then you'll see it the other way, but not very often.
This weekend, we went to town, and man, for some reason it was backed up towards the Green River that way. It was bumper to bumper at a dead standstill. Over 26 and not on 26.
It's up through right there, past 64, and getting like 85. It's blocked up every day.
Coming home, I got stressed out. I went over to say where I come in, and it was backing up at a standstill right there just past 64, heading towards Asheville. Luckily, I was getting on right there at the 64 exit. 85 will be clear going south today.
Head on it right now, but that don't mean nothing.
I've been griping about the one they gave me. It's going to the wayside, going back in, so gonna be borrowing somebody else's truck, I guess.
Am I getting rid of it?
Yep. New one sitting in the lot yesterday.
Get one of them.
No, I don't think they'd be willing to give a flex driver a brand hammer new truck. Truck yesterday, it had some new damage on it. It was like, ooh. Well, now that happened. First stop yesterday was a different run, and while I was there, some guy pulled up. He was from Orangeburg. He said, hey, here from Orangeburg, you'll know, Santee State Park. They got a grocery store around there? Because the wife was asking. And they said, yep, sure do. Put the groceries when we get to the campsite, right before getting to the campsite. Working any FTA?
In about a month, I just had too much yard work to catch up on, and grandkids over and everything, and just everything gets in the way. KN4 TFW.
Yard yesterday. Tied up a little bit. KD4 Alex. I understand.
Are you able to do digital work yet? You got to where you're doing digital with your radio yet?
Like I said, physical work. It's like, what? Where's he going with that? No, I haven't anything digital. I was going to hook it up to the computer. I just haven't got around to it yet. Got busy with that upgrade and everything. And that'll be when that thing settles a little bit. So, upgraded. Apparently, something with the ARRL sent me a message. I guess it's through the thing you were talking about, Winlink or something, sent me a message via email congratulating me on the upgrade.
T-Mobile. Eric, KO4HK.
Morning, Eric. KN4TFW.
04CF.
Morning, Eric. KD4IOX.
What crowd here this morning? How y'all doing this morning?
We're here. Just making the drive in.
90, they're getting ready to block off 85 for two lanes, so coming that way, check, keep an eye on traffic.
On that, I'm going to check that out now.
They got the cone truck out there and the police was buying them, so they hadn't started setting them out yet. They're getting ready to. Said the two right lanes would be closed. I don't know.
That is off the top of your head?
Three, I believe.
I'm still pretty far north of that, so I might just have to try to boogie and make it before they actually close it down.
Once they do.
That morning rush hour to do these things.
Nope. Yeah, they're doing something.
I'm hard at work.
Okay with my tax dollars building the roads that I drive on, but damn, do they have to do this stuff during the worst part of the day?
If you were sleeping, you wouldn't know they did it.
Atlanta, they wouldn't do this. They would work on it overnight and during the middle of the day, but they would open everything up the best they could during rush hour.
They're starting right before morning traffic rush. I don't know if it's got something to do with that bridge on 290 they've been working on or what.
Hello, showing up on Google Maps already.
Yeah, it just popped up.
If the truck with the arrow was over in the far left lane with the state trooper, and then they had the guys, you know, with the cones. But then when you drive, I don't know, 100 feet further, it says two right lanes closed. So I don't know which side it's going to be.
The maps will offer me an alternative route around it. I'm looking on the map, and it looks like I could maybe get off at 25 and take one of these roads that runs parallel to 85. But, you know, they're probably going to be a mess, too.
And go down beside the dump and pop out right on 290. 29, go left, you know, to where that convenience store is, and then take a right immediately to go down that road where the landfill is, or the dump station, or whatever it used to be.
29, it looked like 25 to me, but it is 29. That's the one I'm looking at. You make a left, and then you make a right, and you squirrel around the dump, and then, yeah, I see where you're talking about.
It's growing.
It looks like it's on the exit ramps for 29 now, and yeah, everything is going to be a mess by the time I get there.
I'm about 2 miles out from the intersection of 29 and 85.
Okay.
Option is you can do 129 and go down through Welford, but that's going to kind of be, and then go down 29 or snake your way around to 101.
Go home.
From home day, KN4 CFW.
That person meeting I gotta be at today.
I am meeting, so I'm gonna be a few minutes late because I'm just now pulling in the parking lot.
Default.
Here, so I'm pulling in the parking lot, gonna find me a spot, head on in. So, y'all have a good one, be safe, and hopefully I'll holler at you either later today or tomorrow morning. 73-KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, if you can give me KO4HQ.
73-Andrew, KN4TFW.
Have a great day, W2JKT.
Andrew, KD4ILX.
Were you saying you were getting into some digital stuff?
Be a little bit further down the pike. I was thinking about hooking it up and starting to work on it, and I got tied up with the upgrade. Just haven't had a chance to even do anything with it, so it'll be a little bit further down the pike, another couple months or so.
Talking about trying to do something with JS8 call, but we never really get around to it.
Who's telling me? You're not talking to me about that. Give me time.
At 29 interchange there is still pretty clear.
Get on away now, and it's back to yellow, so hopefully. JS8 call is pretty cool because you can leave messages for people for them to get later. And, you know, it's kind of free form keyboard to keyboard, but uses the WSJT form of MFSK. So it's pretty neat, and we've been meaning to try it, but yeah, it's just hard. I've had a hard time finding any time to do anything radio at home lately, so yeah.
I'm doing it. Getting into it. Just, you know, summertime coming up, everybody's getting out of the yard, doing yard stuff. I got stuff in the yard I need to do. I've got chores and things I want to do. I like to get the bottom of my boat wet instead of the top all the time. So
And we're going camping, so all that eats up time. I'll get into it.
Patrick jumped over on a 285.
How do you two, JKT and QSY?
QSY.
KD4 IOX, abandoning ship at QSY.